Seven truths Nahum reveals about God. Nahum is best known for his prophecies against Nineveh, a prosperous city of Nahum's day. Nahum was much more than a one-hit wonder. He was a man tuned into God, and his words reveal much about our Maker. Here are seven truths Nahum reveals about God. Truth number one. God has an angry side. Don't rile him. Nahum 1:2 says, "The Lord is a jealous and avenging God, the Lord is avenging and wrathful, the Lord takes vengeance on his adversaries and keeps wrath for his enemies." Truth number two. God protects those whom he loves. He is a refuge to his children. Nahum 1:7 assures us, "The Lord is good, a stronghold in the day of trouble, he knows those who take refuge in him." Truth number three. The power of God manifests in acts of nature. God feels, and nature responds. Nahum 1:3 reveals, "The Lord is slow to anger and great in power, and the Lord will by no means clear the guilty. His way is in whirlwind and storm, and the clouds are the dust of his feet." Truth number four. No one can plot successfully against God. God will intervene. Nahum 1:9 points out, "What do you plot against the Lord? He will make a complete end, trouble will not rise up a second time." Truth number five. God wants us to celebrate him. His righteousness is our message of triumph. Nahum 1:15 encourages us, "Behold, upon the mountains, the feet of him who brings good news, who publishes peace. Keep your feasts, O Judah, fulfill your vows, for never again shall the worthless pass through you, he is utterly cut off." Truth number six. God frees us from every problem. Our victory comes through him. Nahum 1:13 is exciting. "And now I will break his yoke from off you and will burst your bonds apart." Truth number seven. God restores his faithful with his majesty. There is no depth from which he will not deliver us. Nahum 2:2 is a shouting verse. "For the Lord is restoring the majesty of Jacob as the majesty of Israel, for plunderers have plundered them and ruined their branches." The next time the devil tries to beat you down, return to the words of Nahum. His prophecies will lift you back into God's glory, and you will be renewed once more. We can be bold in the Lord when we learn to trust in him. Copyright 2020 MyChurchNotes.net.